to the Master's Call. Please state your name and from where you're calling.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Kai. Good morning, TMC family. This is Pastor Vanessa, warmest kingdom greens on a rainy morning in Prairie View, Texas.
Good morning, co-founder Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We are so glad you joined us on this Willingly Waiting on God Wednesday. We will go to the Lord in prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to come together to hear what thus says the Lord. Thank you for our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can gather here to get a word straight from the throne room this morning. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and the Our Artist Life family, Lord. We know that you are working it out for your good, for our good and your glory, O Heavenly Father. So, Lord, as we begin this call, we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. This call will go forward uninterrupted and unhindered. Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we glorify your name, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. The floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord. I tell you, we got a pre-sermon this morning on waiting patiently because we are willingly waiting on God. And I so thank you for that wonderful tag for this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, our dear TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs on this rainy Wednesday morning here. And I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome, welcome again to the Master's Call. And if this is your first time here, let me just share a little bit about what this call is all about. Well, it started back in October 2010 by our dynamic women of God who said yes to the Master. And they are our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they said yes with the word that God had given them is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, a mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we do have a website that you can go to at any given time, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived there since 2010, where you definitely have a buffet of the Word of God right there before you, and that you can listen to it anytime. And we also have the bios of the speakers as well as the directives of our corporate fast, which is what we're on right now. We're on day 19, and we're so thankful to God for what he's doing in the midst of this fast. We are praying for many things that God has laid upon our hearts to pray with. And with day 19, we're praying for our artist corporate office in its entirety, by the families, the traveling mercies, and leadership, and the whole bit. So go back there and see what we are praying about. And, of course, it's not too late for you to join us. Now, we also have a theme, which is Into 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually, and Corporately will clearly be seen. So we're so thankful that God has given us this, and we want to share because we don't want to do it alone. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part, you can join us as a greeter, which Minister Kai did so graciously. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is that the health and wellness company that I was just telling you about, Artists International, that was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 29 years, and we're so thankful that we're under Artist Life with the phenomenal Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon. So get with us, get with the person that invited you to the call, and I'm sure they'll share more information with you. As a matter of fact, right after this call, we have the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday. And today being Wednesday, it is, I can't think of it, but anyway, health and wellness, Wellness Wednesday, okay? You definitely want to hear because they're going to be speaking on obesity. And that's our Diamond President, Queen Victoria, and brother, we call him King too, King Reggie Flanagan. They will be sharing information on obesity today on Awareness Wednesday. So you definitely want to get on that call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If you need a bypass number, it is 716-293-9707. Now, we are so excited. All roads are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, we are in the process of preparing to go to Extravaganza 2019, and you definitely want to be in the place. If you're interested in attending, you want to get your tickets, you can go to extravaganza.artistlife.com and get your tickets because everybody is excited. We know we're going to get new information, great information. We're going to get to meet each other and see each other. We're going to be able to give God praise because we have service on Sunday mornings. You definitely want to be in the place. So, again, go to Artist Life, extravaganza.artistlife.com. You definitely want to be in the place. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker in front of us that's ready to give us a word from the Lord. And this woman of God is definitely no stranger. Why she's not a stranger? Because she is one of our co-founders. This woman of God has been such a blessing to the masses, not only to the TMC family, not only to the Artist Life family, but to people around the world. She has been a successful industrial engineer. She graduated from Oral Roberts University as well as Spelman University. She's a historian at heart. She is a woman who loves mathematics. She loves acronyms, and I love them too because when she gives them, she is a woman of God who has created so many various entities, especially a ministry Gathering of the Eagles ministry that she created, and we thank God for her. She is an associate minister at her church in Hempstead, Texas, with Dr. Clarence Talley Sr., and that's the church is Mount Corinth Baptist Church. She is our mother eagle. She is the advocate for all of us with anything that's taking place within our businesses as well as our personal lives. This woman of God is a praying woman. She is a woman who leads by example. She is a woman of God who stands firm on the word of God. And I tell you what, she doesn't back up from the enemy. And we thank God for her. I'm talking about the one, the only, dynamic Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. We love you so much. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you, thank you, thank you, sweetheart, for the super kind introduction, and we so appreciate you, our Mississippi queen, and truly I love and appreciate you as our prayer general. Well, again, good morning, good morning, good morning. to our TMC family. Thank you as I acknowledge this journey with our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and her loving, handsome husband, Brother Lester. We appreciate you so much. And we are excited, as always, whenever God gives us the opportunity to come together, to glorify his name, to magnify who he is and what he's doing in our lives. I tell you, this is an exciting, exciting time in the body of Christ, and it's an exciting time because we've been on our consecration. We are fasting. We are bombarding heaven. We are pressing in to hear the heart and to get the mind of Christ, and we've been humbled that so many of you all have joined in with us and are being a part of what God's doing. And we have seen, wow, have we been so blessed to see God move and God just show himself big during this season, during this time of fasting and prayer. And we are on day, I think it's 18, as I'm scrolling down to our prayer directives today. No, we're on day 19. And we just thank God because he has been with us each and every step along the way. And today we're praying for our corporate office, our Alfredo Orozco, and his as the director liaison. And we're praying for the awesome Dr. Lionel Kelly. Many of you all may not know who he is, but I bet you know what he's done. And that's when you put on that body magic and the angel bra and many of the products, the nutritional products. We're praying for that entire corporate office staff who works so diligently for us. They need our prayers as we pray for their families, their health and strength, the busy season. I was speaking with Moses yesterday, asking him, was he going to be in Las Vegas? And just encouraging his heart. We're praying for traveling mercies, for wisdom, creativity, and success strategies. We had a powerful call last night, a 911 call, and of course my creative 3C Candy was behind and responsible for. And many of you all, I heard your shout outs on the line, and we'll be posting that call today for any of you all who missed it. As our co-founders Alejandra and Elvia just continue to think of strategic ways to bless us, we have to pray for God to drop that creativity with them, to keep that environment full of vision and hope and strength. So on this day, we want to make sure that we are covering them in prayer, that we're keeping our corporate office listed up. And just pray for leadership everywhere. And that goes without saying, to pray for our president and that entire leadership. Well, I want to talk this morning from a topic that never grows old, because as long as we live, as long as we're on this side of the Jordan, there's always going to be an opportunity to be offended. There will always be an opportunity to be angered, and not with the righteous anger, but just straight up mad. And those are the times when we are tested and tried on that word called forgive, if we're operating in forgiveness. And we have a theme that God has downloaded to us this year, because many times when we're praying, when we're fasting, we're challenged. Our theme is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth, first in me, individually, and corporately, will clearly be seen. We see a lot of injustice. There's we say 800,000, but it's well more than that, who are suffering an injustice day after day. Where is the integrity to do the right thing? And that phrase that's been coined so over the last couple of years of fake news makes even believers struggle for the truth of God. So first we look in the mirror of our own souls and make sure that we are being washed by the word, that we operate and treat others correctly. walk in the integrity of God's word and speak the truth in love. And that way, wow, so many of us hopefully will not stay so angry going from 0 to 100 on the Richter scale of man when somebody does something that is offensive, because offenses will come. The word says that. You cannot live life without running into offenses, and people will make you angry, some deliberately and some innocently, but you still on that side of anger. And we have to learn to temper ourselves. The last fruit of the Spirit, the very last fruit that was given, was temperance, self-control, in Galatians 5 and that 23rd verse. And the text that I want to operate from this morning, just briefly, comes out of Luke 23, verses 32 through 38. For sake of time, I'm going to ask you to refer back to what Dr. Luke said in that 23rd chapter, 32 through 38. But I'm going to hold in on the 34th verse when Jesus was on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, what's the definition of forgive? So we're all on the same page. And according to Webster's Collegiate Online Dictionary, forgive means to give up resentment against or stop wanting to punish someone for that offense or fault. To relent in being angry or in wishing to exact punishment on. To absolve from payment of a debt, for example. I found this acronym that I liked for forgive, and it said, finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. See, when you forgive, we got to find it in our heart. Finding our relationship grow is, present tense, very encouraging. See, we have to always remember that Jesus, when he died on the cross, he was born to die. Can you imagine this? Jesus living in perfection, where it was totally perfect with peace and prosperity in heaven, and agreeing to leave this utopia, and agreeing to leave this total perfection and to come to earth to die for you and I, to leave total agape love and come down here among the holy haters. They have to die for the just and the unjust. See, for some believers who just won't embrace the basics, Jesus chose to leave total tranquility and peace and come down to comfort and confront drama and great distress. So during this season of consecration, this season of dying to our flesh, this season of looking introspectively, being quiet before the Lord like none other, we must always remember and stay humble and eternally grateful that Jesus was born to die. So today, forgive them no matter what, no excuses. Forgive them no matter what. No excuses. And then for a lot of us includes forgiving ourselves first. See, our text this morning during this time of fasting and prayer, as recorded by St. Luke, will read the final historical account of Jesus' life. And my assignment through the scripture is to take a look through the eyes of Christ at unconditional forgiveness, finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. Well, what does that F mean in forgive? To forgive, you must exercise faith, the God kind of faith. And the Bible says it in Mark 11, 22, faith, forsaking all, I trust him. Faith, forsaking all, I trust him. We have to choose to forgive. That's the first pillar of artists. That's what Inspirational Mondays are about. That's what building a firm foundation is about, having the faith. Faith is really trust. unconditional trust. We have to choose to turn the other cheek. We have to ask for the spirit of forgiveness to consume us. Because sometimes it is righteous anger that's risen up inside of us, but that leaves you no place to be excused to stay there. You have to still ask God to download his spirit of forgiveness in us and drive out the anger and the unforgiveness within us. See, verse 34 that Luke chapter said, then said Jesus, forgive, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, even when it's not your fault. Choose to forgive. Yes, it is hard, but ask God, and I promise you, according to his word, he'll help you. Our forgiveness is our problem, not with just my problem or not just your problem. Be open to the word and will of God for our lives. Be flexible. Open to learn new things and new ways to experience godly success. Every day we need to ask God. Ask for his mind. I tell you, every day I lay hands on this big forehead and speak out, announcing to the heavens, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Give me the mind of Christ, because Vanessa can think all kinds of stuff, but I need to think what God wants me to think. And ask for his strategies, his ways to success, then be willing to obey. That's not a cuss word. Obey and do what he says to do. 1 Samuel 15, the 22nd verse in 1 Samuel 15 said, behold, it's better to obey is better than sacrifice. Now in finding our relationships grow is very encouraging. Fixing our relationship, getting it to the R, the relationship. Repent where you need to. Stop making excuses. Just repent. And for most folks, that says two words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Or three, I was wrong. Repent. Not just regret that it didn't work out. God created us for a relationship. You can't serve God and not serve folks, the saints and the age. Quit saying, I love Jesus. It's just these people I can't stand. You can't do both. That's like saying water is not wet. Can we all get along? And when, not if, we have a conflict or a disagreement, we must, as it commanded in Scripture, seek forgiveness. We must, as commanded in Scripture, seek reconciliation and seek and secure it without delay. See, in verse 34, and they parted his raiment, his clothes, and cast lots. Even the soldiers recognized quality and decided that these fine, seamless linen garments should not be torn. Compromise is not a cuss word. And the Bible says in John 13, that 34th through 35th verse, and new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Verse 35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Not just because you got on a Jesus pin and a dove. Okay? Again, forgive them no matter what. No excuses. And gee, you got to grow. Only with the grace of God can you truly forgive. Only with experience can we eternalize. Matthew 18, verses 21 through 22. I'm going to ask you to read it later. But Peter asked, how many times should he forgive? And God said, I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven. In other words, always forgive. Didn't say you forget, but we are commanded and we must forgive. And the I is, that's present tense. I is present tense. Do it now. Not I'll call him next week. No. Do it now. Make it right. That I is immediately. To say, let him save himself if he be Christ. You know, verse 35, when the other thief said, well, if he's really who he is, let him save himself. Too many of us are mean, spirit, and evil. That's the first cousin of unforgiveness. Have the integrity of Christ. And the V, very. Yes, it is extremely important to get involved in conflict resolution. Be a part of your own deliverance. Very means make it and keep it. forgiveness a priority. Saints, I hear it all here above of the spirits, especially when we delay forgiveness. That I hear that all here. But oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Let it go, everything. That's the good stuff and the bad stuff. Everything. That's the hard stuff and the easy stuff. Everything. That's the big stuff and the little stuff. Everything to God in prayer. Walking in integrity. Let's get it right. But more so, let's get it done. Here he is. Here he is. And the last one is our topic today has been forgive them no matter what. No excuses. E, encouraging. Be earnest about forgiving. 2 Corinthians 13:15. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Forgive them no matter what. No excuses. Finding our relationship grow is very encouraging. Then when we do that, we'll see God move with justice in our life. We'll see ourselves walk at a higher level of integrity, and we'll always speak the truth in love. Choose today. If somebody in your life you have not forgiven, let's make it right. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
And let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound message, as you always give. And we so appreciate you for delivering that wonderful message. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for this day that you have given us, for truly it is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, with this message that has come forth, Lord, we're going to ask you first to forgive us. Forgive us of all our sins, our shortcomings, our ill feelings, and all our selfish ways. Father, forgive us. Wash us with the blood of Jesus and cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness, that we be able to go forth in your word, in your love, in your peace, in your joy, in your integrity, O God. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing Dr. Vanessa as she brought forth this powerful message, Lord, to remind us of who we are and where we are, that we can look at ourselves in the mirror, Father God, and allow you to change and transform us to who you want us to be. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, and strengthening her in all her areas, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, for pouring virtues of joy, peace, and love. And not only that, Father God, finances. We thank you, Father, for blessing her in every area, in every capacity, Father, till it overflows like never before. We know that this year will be, 2019 will be Dr. Vanessa's year. We decree it and we declaring it. We thank you, Father, for blessing Mother Josiane and all the mothers, Lord, of this call, Mother Oliver and Mother Eleanor Blackwell. Father, keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. And all those that may be having illnesses, Father, Taryn and Sharon and so many, Father, that we can call forth, we decree and declare by the blood of the Lamb that they are healed. And we thank you that you're answering our prayer and you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you for touching the bereaved families, Father God, healing their bodies, Lord, their souls, their minds, their spirit, man. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we thank you, Father, as we speak your word, that your word will go forth and heal and minister to their minds and to their spirits, Father God, because with you, all things are possible. We thank you for artist's life in its entirety. Bless and keep it, Father God. Strengthen everyone, Father, that we all may be able to go forth and adhere your beautiful and wonderful products, Father God, to people around the world. We thank you, Father, for all those that are on this call. We ask you, Father, that you minister to them and that they go forth this day in the power of your resurrection, knowing truly that you are abiding in all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, get somebody to listen to this call today. I'm telling you, it's powerful. The replay is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And the New Morning Motivational Call is next. It's 712-770-4005-294-617-POUND is the PIN with our wonderful Queen Victoria and King Reggie giving the information on Awareness Wednesday with obesity. And we also want to thank Minister Kai for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that powerful tag, Willingly Waiting on God Wednesday. Thank you all for joining us and being with us this morning. Dr. Vanessa, we can't thank you enough for this profound message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
To our all-wise God, eternal, all-powerful Father, we just thank you that you download into us a spirit of forgiveness wherever it's needed so that you can use us and that we can be your yielded vessels to go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. Father, let us not just be hearers of this word, but we choose to be doers. Now, as we leave this call, but not your presence, bridge us over today as you order our steps and just instruct our hearts as we yield to do all you called us to do, which is to be your light. We decree and declare that we are your ambassadors. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We're blessed and we're highly favored. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.